Welcome to the Real Presence, Real Future podcast, podcast dedicated to increasing the presence of Christ throughout the Diocese of Columbus through those values of boldness, collaboration, joy, humility, and active listening. I'm Father Mike Harchi, and today my guest again is Father Adam Streitenberger. Father Adam, thanks again for being with
great.
Us.
Great to be here with you.
Can you start us off with our prayer for mission
sure.
renewal?
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. God, our Father, we entrust Real Presence, Real Future to your providence. Through your Holy Spirit, inspire us for mission and evangelization. Make us disciples after the heart of your Son. In times of uncertainty, grant firm resolve. When we are unsettled, provide peace. When we are timid, make us courageous. With our ears, may we hear your promptings. With our eyes, may we see your handiwork. With our mouths, may we share the gospel, and with our hands, may we serve you. Replace our hesitation with holy enthusiasm, so that in drawing strength from the Eucharist, every endeavor of ours may be for your glory. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Thanks, Father Adam. So we're recording this when at least I'm feeling a little bit congested. I think it's the change of the seasons.
Yeah,
some allergies.
You know, there's a lot of
there's
people
a little sickness
with allergy
go around.
Issues.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I find myself perfectly healthy, but that's because I've had every known lung disease over the summer or over the winter.
Yeah,
with,
you had a pretty
I had pneumonia,
serious,
I
like,
had COVID, and I had chest colds. So
it was for a long time.
It devastated my cardiovascular endurance.
And now you're all better.
Sort of. Yeah,
drinking your coffee. And doing the good work of the church. So we're still engaged in really trying to invest in people in your evangelization office, invest in the studio. So right now we're recording too in like our, I guess, what is a temporary
is a
third
makeshift.
Floor studio.
It's a
yeah.
makeshift studio.
And the downstairs studio is going to have a lot more capabilities than like this the room that we're sitting in now. And so, yeah. So
yeah,
how, let's, I mean, it's
yeah,
almost,
we can
it's
start off
done.
Talking about media evangelization yeah. and what we've done. Of course, you know, I think COVID taught us all the importance of presence in social media mm-hmm. and in general digital media
yeah.
With so many parishes live streaming and not just their masses but also as you did in Perry County mm-hmm. You're kind of speaking to the people
yeah just
like
little
that.
Reflections
Message.
That kind
yeah.
of stuff and even some things that were kind of humorous or whatever that Father Yackel and I did just to engage people
yeah so these things are it's very important. That's where not only practicing Catholics are, but also nons and
yeah.
seculars, but also people maybe who have fallen away from the church. So we really, you know, it was part of the evangelization plan to really develop mm-hmm. our digital media evangelization, and not just evangelization and proclaiming the gospel and forming disciples, but also, you know, I think for a healthy organization, if we just look yeah. at it from an organization, we need these channels of communication.
Right.
You know, we have to get the bishop's message out,
right.
which is always, of course, centered on Christ and centered on the gospel. But nonetheless, you know, we have to get messages out. So,
and we want it to be professionally produced. Like
exactly,
that matters.
Yeah.
It does matter to people. It matters to the youth that we're trying to attract. Like if it's yeah, some kind of cut rate, you know, maybe
yeah.
a little Facebook thing that is like, okay, this is they're not really invested in this. They don't really understand me.
Well, we often, you know,
then people are going to turn it off.
We refer to the cohort that would be in their early 20s now as sometimes we call them Gen Z, but
okay.
one of the titles that's referred to them is iGen because they've grown up with Apple products, the iPhone,
they basically
iPad,
don't know a world
you know?
Without it, right?
And yeah. Apple's philosophy, as I mean, I think most people, it's a real focus on beauty,
mm-hmm.
Not only producing beautiful things, but having beautiful tools and things like that. And this whole generation has really been raised, you know, kind of grown up in that with that perspective, a real focus on beauty. But then also, they are the cultural influencers. So they're the ones that are really driving the content on the internet, but also on social media. And so their tastes and their perspective is influencing all the other cohorts and generations. And that perspective of beauty, that if something looks unattractive, it's automatically rejected and dismissed. And so if this really is important, I think, in general for the life of the church in evangelization, not just in regards to digital media, but if things aren't attractive and beautiful, it will be automatically rejected as like, this has nothing to say to me or to speak to me. And so, you know, like your webpage, you know, parish webpages, diocesan webpages in general, they have to look very beautiful and attractive, or people are just going to leave.
And that's some people. That's a great point, Father. And that's true. And you know this. You've been working with this and working with people on the website, working with all the social and digital media. And it can be dismissed as, no, that's unimportant. If we just have good content or something like that, or if a webpage has the right information, people are going to look at it. And it's not. It's just not true. And it hasn't been for a long time.
Well, and it applies to our buildings. Our buildings
definitely
really need to look beautiful
definitely
and attractive. So all these, I think,
And it's encouraging. That resurgence to me it's encouraging because, who doesn't like to look at, beautiful Art Deco buildings or something? And then when you get even deeper into our liturgy, who doesn't love a beautiful liturgy with all those, with the incense and candlesticks and nice vestments and stuff? I mean, it's attractive to people.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the draw to a reform of the liturgy with younger Catholics and even the 1962 Missal. There is really this sort of – it's not just when the 1962 Missal was done, most priests did not say a very beautiful Mass.
Okay.
If anything, look at the YouTube of John F. Kennedy's Requiem Mass, which is – it's ugly.
Okay.
It's unattractive. But if you look at people who do the 1962 Missal now, it is – they do it very beautifully and reverent and usually high Mass. And equally, too, a reform of the reform, the liturgy needs to be done beautifully.
So it is
attractive.
All of our dioceses,
banal, where we're just trying to speed through this with crappy music from the 1970s
Well, it's funny you say that, too.
Perhaps even Arian.
Sure. Yeah. So there's questionable theology in some of those hymns. But it occurred to me the other day that talking about that music and stuff. So where's going to be this sort of next generation's on Eagle's Wings or whatever? These hymns that just everyone knows. If we don't start singing these hymns now, and I think Damascus plays a big part in that, because I think there's some of these sort of more contemporary songs that I've heard done in other churches that are kind of praise and worship type, but not exactly so fitting for the liturgy that the youth and young families seem to know. And so when I visit these parishes and I, do a lot of covering and stuff, it's just kind of interesting to me. It's wow, I don't know the song, or I'm getting to know them as I kind of say some more of these masses, some of these different places. But that's just kind of interesting to me as I had that thought of where are the songs that this generation are just going to know by heart?
Yeah, music matches experience. So when there is music in the background of an experience, it whenever we hear that song, it kind of encapsulates that experience, which is why there's such an emotional connection to music. It's why people go crazy if you try to change the hymns.
Or they have to have a certain hymn for a funeral.
Because
I remember this when I went to church with mom and dad,
we're
burying mom.
Yeah, it expresses this. So we do have to propose better music that people can have an emotional experience. And I wouldn't just say an emotional, but an experience of, because it should hit the whole human person, the truth, our will, and our reason. One of the things I wanted to also mention along these same lines, though, is this approach to beauty. It is important because we do have to change our approach to the modern world. We know that because we're not really winning. We're not winning in the numbers games or in the soul games. But I think our temptation is to emphasize truth.
Yeah.
And to be like, boom, boom, and be very intellectual and very academic and very educational. But we have to go beyond just the appealing to reason, to the reason of people, and also to these sort of other transcendentals of beauty and goodness.
They do lift up, you know, our hearts and our minds and yeah, create kind of prayerful spaces to encounter the Lord. It's not, yeah, it's not inconsequential for us if we walk into a beautiful church or, you know, I don't know, walking at the Grand Canyon or even at High Banks Park or something like that. There's, you know, if there's beauty around us, it I don't know, lifts us up in a really special way.
Yeah, so I think especially, you know, we've talked about, we started off this conversation on media evangelization.
Yeah.
And, you know, the studio, Our Lady, star of the new evangelization studio, which should be completed in the next couple weeks, it's a place where we can begin to produce beautiful things to appeal and to attract others to the gospel and to Christ and to the life of the church.
It's exciting. Thanks for the good work on that, Father Adam. And thanks for joining me on the Real Presence, Real Future podcast.
My pleasure.